9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, December 6, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, two-day winter public auction in Livingston, Louisiana. Get more info and directions. Click hendersonauctions.com. Business license number 80-459.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. I love that song, of course, The Autumn Wind. And, you know, we are supposed to have some very nice cold and clear weather this week, unlike last weekend, kind of a rough, rainy weekend. But we had a lot of fun over the weekend, a lot of good times. We're going to talk the next hour about the Saints. Of course, their loss to the Detroit Lions. Got Rod Walker, Gary Smith. And Charles Hanegraaff's going to end the show talking about, hopefully on Saturday, we'll have another LSU Heisman Trophy winner in Jane Daniels. We're going to start with my buddy Dan Mills from the HBA. And he's got a couple of big events coming up. I want to thank him. We had a good time on a rainy Friday night, but it was a great time over to, you know, with the Home Builders Association annual event. And so thanks for joining me, and you know, happy holidays, of course. And so how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm happy to be here that it's not raining. This is the first time in a couple of months it hasn't been raining when I came by, but every time I come over here, they've got another beautiful Nissan Frontier pickup truck sitting here in front of me, and I get anxious about might having to pick one of those up. That's a Pro 4X. That looks pretty good. No, I'm excited to be here. I was glad that you were able to make it over to the installation and awards gala this last week. We were able to recognize a number of very important administrative workers. We gave out some service awards. And so, you know, these are the folks that work in the government offices doing the day-to-day stuff that nobody ever thanks. And they really do some amazing things to help our community. We're really pleased to recognize them. So it was a fun night. We got a new board, and we had a wonderful time over at the Royal Palm on Manhattan, the West Bank.
Yeah, it was great. I think I've been there before, but it had been a while. So, you know, and everybody braved the weather, which wasn't real bad. It was just light rain, but it was, you know, it's dark out there, but they have that beautiful lake there. So it's kind of cool, and it's a great venue space. But
Amazing venue. And we had a great DJ. DJ Polo 504 was out there spinning some great tunes.
Yeah, I talked to him for a while before he started, and we were, you know, talking shop a little bit about, you know, because there's a big event at House of Blues. Yeah. You know, because he used to work for Live Nation, talking about House of Blues as home for the holidays coming up on December 20th, and it's going to be a great event. They always have a lot of great local musicians. It's for NOCA, so it's a good cause. So we're talking a little bit about that. And yeah, he was telling me about the different types of music he played. Very nice guy. It was great talking to him. December 13th, I know, is a big day for you. Got a big event coming up related, of course, to the holidays. And the holidays are always, we think about, not only about fun and parties and stuff, but we also think about giving back to the children and toys and things like that. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, after that Saints game this weekend, I began to think about charitable donations. So we have a Toys for Tots coming up. And I don't know how much you know about Toys for Tots, but, you know, a lady out in California back in 1942 wanted to give away a Raggedy Ann doll and couldn't find any charities to do it. So her husband was in the Marines, and his platoon got together, and they started distributing toys out, and now hundreds and hundreds of thousands of toys have been distributed. We had a great collection last year, and we're doing this over at Lifestyle Appliances in Elmwood. They're over there on Clearview, and you can drop off toys there, or you can drop them off at our offices at 2424 North Arnold. We had six boxes of toys last year. That's about $3,000 worth of toys. And citywide, there are many other organizations that are doing drives as well. Citywide, we did somewhere around $2.5 million worth of toys. It was amazing. It's such a great cause, and it puts a smile on the face of these children that just melts your heart. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I feel good about giving away a lot of clothing, you know, to the different charities. You know, in New Orleans and Metairie to do that. And And I think, you know, it's great. And, you know, the thing that's great is when the kids' eyes light up, of course, when they get a toy, because kids love toys. I mean, that's the thing they want the most. And to make a kid happy is a great thing, right?
In the Home Builders Association, you know, we're about helping people realize that dream of owning a home. And what happens in our home? Home is the hearth, and that's where all of those moments happen in our childhood, and our families, our children are growing up. We have the Christmases around the tree, and we're giving away the presents, and we have all of that going on in our homes. And it's important to recognize this time of year that so many families out there don't have that. And so, you know, we love supporting this cause because it really reaches out and helps a lot of people who really just, they don't get a chance to experience that.
Yeah, and I know you've got a breakfast with it too, so you got to feed the people as well. So talk a little bit about that and how you get involved purchasing tickets for this event.
Yeah, so it's great. You know, the event is hosted by Lifestyle. We ask for a $10 donation to attend and have breakfast. All of the $10 goes into buying toys. We also have some sponsorship levels, so if you can't make it to the toy shop, you can sponsor at $100, $250, or $500 level, and we'll go out and buy the toys for you. Mm-hmm. So we make it easy to register on hbagno.org. And we're also going to have our representative, Delisha Boyd, will be out there, along with the accompaniment of Marines that will be part of our drive team.
Yeah, and I see you have a contact as well, Ashlyn Charbonnet.
Ashlyn's my colleague at the HBA, and right. She's happy to help out.
Yeah, it's a great cause. And how long have they been doing this, the Toys for Tots?
The HBA's been doing it for about 5 or 6 years now. Yeah. But Toys for Tots dates back to 1940.
Yeah.
Group, yeah, back in
California. I didn't know the history of Toys for Tots. Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. And so we want everybody to support that. And what about any other events you guys got coming up before the end of the year? Or you want to talk about what your big plans for 24? It's amazing. We're only like 30 days away, less than 30 days away from the new year.
I can't believe how fast time flies by. But, you know, we have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of internal things that we're working on. We've got a brand new website that's out there, so check it out. We've got a lot of consumer resources and builder resources available. We really work hard to make a difference. And our nonprofit that rebuilds homes in Jefferson Parish has been revitalized and has grown and is really doing excellently. We're able to repair $600,000 of repairs for individuals that live in Jefferson Parish that don't have the resources to make those corrections. So when they have a safety issue and the parish says, hey, you've got to fix this or that, and they don't have the money to do it, we have a 501c3 that can go in and sometimes help out in that regard. So we're really excited that program's grown and just happy to be a part of the community, especially at this time.
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of a mixed bag sports-wise this football season. I mean, I think the peak thing, of course, would be Jayden Daniels, hopefully on Saturday, being awarded, which I think he's the I think it's going to be.
Isn't that exciting? I mean, you look at the statistics and you say, yeah, they've got to do it. They've got to give it to him. I mean, I know, you know, we lost three games, but they've set that precedent before. But Jayden is just such an amazing athlete and such an amazing individual. I really hope that he's able to get that and can make that trip up to New York.
Yeah, he was. I got to meet him at Media Days in Nashville. Before, he's a very nice guy. I was very impressed. Very professional guy. Very nice. So I don't know if you can say that about all those guys, but so I like that about him, so I'm rooting for him. You know, Tulane looks like they're going to get a new football coach, Willie Fritz moving to Houston, but Tulane had a couple of good years. You know, it's you know, you take what can you get. You think about the undefeated season in 98, you think about last year. This year, unfortunately, they didn't look great. It looked like Saturday they knew, you know, they didn't look like the same Tulane team.
What a fantastic season they had last year, and what an amazing season they had this year. You know, it would have been amazing to come home with a win and have that consecutive. But, you know, the thing is that we went out there, we played our hearts out, and we had a great season, and I'm really happy with them.
And the Saints, hopefully, you know, it's not over yet. They still could actually probably control their own destiny. They need a little help, but they get to play Atlanta again, and I don't think Atlanta's going to win the rest of the game, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, we're going to mention again the Toys for Tots event here up and anyway, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man.
And you don't have to wait until December 13th. Drop toys off anytime. Lifestyle Appliances on Clearview, or come by our offices on North Arnold at HBHNO.
Okay, sounds great. Hey, we're going to be here till 6 o'clock talking, you know, Saints football and a little Heisman with Charles Handegriff at the end here at 66-36. Veterans Boulevard here at Premier Nissan. They're open every day, 9 to 9, except for Sunday. They got this beautiful truck that Dan was talking about. I'm sure it's going to be out of here soon. But anyway, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with more of the show live here at Premier Nissan in the Red Zone, 12th season, right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster.
He's a man of integrity. Attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall, Chip Forstall, he knows the law.
Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Menard meets Kenner. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We got Gary Smith and Charles Hanegraaff coming up in the second half of the show, but let's get to our next guest, who covers the Saints and all the local sports with The Advocate. He is Rod Walker. So, Rod, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, so let me ask you, I got a couple of questions I got to ask. Well, one of them is my own thoughts. I'm kind of hanging out downstairs, you know, waiting for the end of the game, talking to some guys. You know, you talk to the fans, and you know, the Saints got the touchdown. I mean, there was a little bit of luck on that tip ball, but they got there, and then a lot. Kamara scores a touchdown, and then they get a stop, so they're within a score of taking the lead. And I said, Rod, before that possession, when they were punting, I was like, you got to go with Taysom Hill here. I could just tell Jameis just, it wasn't there. I thought he got a little bit lucky on the tip ball. And, of course, they go with Jameis Winston, who has had two other opportunities, whether it's Green Bay or Minnesota, and did not throw the ball really well, I thought, at that last drive. And so I thought their best chance to win the game and to score at the end was with Taysom Hill. They didn't do that. I want to get your thoughts on that. I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Dennis Allen, excuse me, or he addressed that question at the press conference, but I want to get your thoughts on that. If you think that there was any issue with that, or you think that was the right decision by Dennis Allen?
No, I was fine with him playing Jameis. I mean, he's a backup, and Dennis kind of talked yesterday about, you know, when Derek Carr gets hurt, they basically, you know, they go to Jameis and they'll still do some of the same things with Taysom that they do with Derek now, you know, kind of maybe try to rotate him in and out. And I mean, they didn't really do a lot of rotating in and out, I guess, once Jameis got in there. But yeah, I was totally fine with that decision.
I just think that we've tried this twice, it hadn't worked. And you got to be ready when you're the backup quarterback. I know, you know, at least Taysom had been in the game, and he was warmed up and all that stuff. So I don't know. I'm just saying, I think their better chance was to go in that direction. You know, they did improve in the red zone 4-for-4. I mean, we were, you know, they were like, what, 29th in the league in the red zone going into that game. So it's amazing, but the turnovers keep hurting them. At the wrong time. Think about the Atlanta game last week. You think about even this game, even though they had a chance to win this game, that fumble with that handoff or no handoff, whatever. What are your thoughts on that? It just seems like the Saints just make a mistake at the wrong time, and it's happened several weeks recently.
I think that's what bad teams do, Mitch. They find ways to lose games. And I know we're 12 weeks into the season, and we've kind of wanted to convince ourselves that this team was not bad, but they are a bad team. I mean, that's what bad teams do. Even on the fumble, I think that play was because Dennis Allen sort of talked about it today. That's a play where Derek Carr, I think it was a pitch to the right, and instead of Derek Carr just turning straight to his right, for whatever reason, he sort of, it's almost like he paused and kind of went left, and James Hurst was coming to around and get the ball out. I mean, that was kind of like, you know, just something that Carr should have just didn't execute properly. And that's what teams like this do, man. They just the little things, and the little things in the NFL end up end up biting you in the butt, and that's what happened. When this season started, we thought this defense was so good that, you know, the offense could just be average. The defense is good enough to carry this team. Now, all of a sudden, the defense isn't even any good. They can't stop anybody. Detroit comes out and scores on a very open possession. They just ran down the Saints' throat, and they couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't stop the tight end, LaPorta. So, I mean, the team just has a lot of flaws, and that stuff catches up with you in games.
Yeah, LaPorta had 9 receptions for 140 yards, 1 touchdown. They could not stop him. But, I mean, other than that, you look at the numbers. Both teams were good at third down, 6-12. Detroit 6-13. The Saints had 11 more plays. They were 4-4 in the red zone. They had the ball like almost 5 minutes more than Detroit. I mean, you look at it, that's why statistics can sometimes be misleading, because of the 2 turnovers and the deficit of 21-0. It was amazing that they had a chance to win the game. My other question people have asked me is about Jimmy Graham, which I thought was a big touchdown for Jimmy Graham. It was the first touchdown of the game for the Saints. He threw the ball against the backstop, which he was trying to fire the crowd up, because the crowd was very unhappy, obviously, at 21-0. But yet you hardly ever see Jimmy Graham play. Now, if Jimmy Graham is a situational guy, that's fine with me. But, you know, a lot of people have told me, why is he not in when they're in the red zone? Because they have struggled so much, except for yesterday in the red zone. What are you hearing about Jimmy Graham? Why the fact that he hardly is ever on the field?
Well, I mean, not even he's not on the field. He's not even in uniform. He's been inactive for 4 weeks in a row. Yesterday they made him active again. And right away he scored a touchdown in the red zone, which is just strange, because, I mean, when they signed Jimmy Graham, they said they had a vision for him. And you have to assume that, I mean, at Jimmy Graham's age, that vision was, okay, this is what he can do. He can help us in the red zone. And for whatever reason, they went 4 straight weeks without even having him on the active roster on Sunday, which is just that fair that they would do that. And I mean, this man's caught two passes this season, and both of them have gone for touchdowns. So, I mean, that tells you that, you know, you get in the red zone, especially a team that has red zone issues, that this is the guy that can help fix that problem. So I assume that we'll see him the rest of the way, and I assume that they'll use him every time he gets in the red zone from, you know, these final 5 games of the season. But they definitely wasted some opportunities by not having him on the field.
Yeah, so he's like a healthy scratch. You call him like a healthy scratch.
He's been a healthy scratch for 4 weeks. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. Like, why would you have a guy with that type of talent who can hit the red zone not even in uniform on Sunday? That's just bizarre, man.
Well, what I'm asking you is, why is that question been addressed to Dennis Allen? Why Jimmy Graham has been a healthy scratch for a good portion of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he's been asked, and a lot of times it comes down to the numbers. I mean, you're dealing with 48 players on a Sunday. Jimmy can't help you on special teams, so there are some things that he's very, he's not. So, I mean, you gotta have players who can play offense or play defense and maybe help you on special teams. And sometimes the numbers just don't work out where you have to end up leaving somebody off the roster. And it's been Jimmy a lot of times. And you got Tyson, you got Foster Moreau, you got Juwan Johnson. So having four tight ends, it's kind of tight sometimes, but. Especially if he's a guy who's not happy on special teams. So I think sometimes the numbers just don't work in their favor and he gets left out. But obviously, with these red zone issues, you think they'd have to find a way to squeeze him on that 48-man roster on Sunday.
That makes you wonder why they even brought him in. But, you got to pay a guy. And he's going to be on your team for a whole year. He has a season contract. He's playing like about a third of the games, or maybe 25%. That makes a lot of sense. But last question, we're going to let you go. They got a couple of games they really should win, regardless of everybody's thoughts on the Saints. Carolina, the Giants, those are winnable games. What do you think is going to happen? Then, of course, we've got to find out whether Derek Carr is going to get out of clear concussion protocol as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5-7. They're only a game behind the Falcons. They lose Sunday or against the Giants. I mean, that season's pretty much over, and those will really be unacceptable losses to me. I mean, you should not lose to a team that 1-11. You can't lose to a team like the Giants, who, not at home anyway. I mean, that would just be kind of inexcusable. So these games are important, and this is a team that they're probably going to be in the division race until the very end. And what does that get you? I mean, it gets you probably a beat down in the first round, but
we'll see how it goes. Yeah. Hey, Rod, it's always a pleasure. Have a great week. Thanks for joining me today.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Oh, man. That was Rod Walker with the Advocate. Good stuff there. That makes no sense with Jimmy Graham. That's just not a great decision. Then he shouldn't have been on the team, in my opinion. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We got half of the show left to go. We're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada. They're open every day, 9 to 9, except for Sunday. Come on down. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock, talking Saints football, 12th season in the red zone. We'll be back right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Governor John Bel Edwards set a goal to reduce GHG emissions to net zero by 2050. And Weyerhaeuser, one of the largest private owners of timberland, is investing millions in Louisiana to modernize and decarbonize their facilities. Spokesperson Dino Orr says the Dodson facility will add a new timber sorter and stacker to improve mill efficiencies and help reach production targets. He says the technology will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and waste. In addition,
provide increased drying capacity in some of the additional equipment that we're placing in as well. So it will also increase production capacity at the mill as well.
Weyerhaeuser has 8 locations in Louisiana, including Hammond, Ruston, and Winfield. Orr says the company's committed to the rural communities in the Bayou State. The first 2 CDKs are expected to be installed by the end of next year. LRN.
Entergy Louisiana is strengthening our power grid from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge, Metairie to Monroe. Our blueprint covers the state, nearly 10,000 projects, over 11,000 miles of transmission line. We're reinforcing infrastructure to prepare for stronger storms, reduce outages, and respond quicker when you do need us. We're making stronger connections in every community because together, we power life.
Hey, are you planning to get an updated COVID-19 vaccine?
Yep, I don't want to get seriously sick and miss out on spending time with friends and family during the holidays.
Does it cost a lot? I don't have insurance.
If you don't have health insurance, or if your insurance doesn't cover an updated COVID-19 vaccine, you can get one for free with the Bridge Access program. Just look for places that participate in Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
Sounds good. Bridge Access on vaccines.gov.
A message from CDC.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company, they are, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans Metro Area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Canseco's, and Dornax.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
All right, we're back here live at Premier Nissan. You'll be till 6 p.m. Talking Saints football, 12th season in the red zone here live, 6636. Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. They're open every day, 9 to 9, excluding Sunday. I want to thank Dan Mills of the HBA Home Builders Association to talk about his great event, Toys for Tots, December 13th, from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. at 800 South Clearview Parkway Suite in Harahan, and you could go to the Home Builders website to purchase tickets. Next guest is Gary Smith with The Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the questions I asked Rod Walker because I think they're very relevant and very especially related to what happened yesterday. Jimmy Graham is back on the active roster for his second reception, which is another touchdown pass. I think he tried to get the crowd into the game, you know, throwing the ball against the backstop after the touchdown. But he has been, for several weeks, a healthy scratch, I believe. The Saints have really been bad in the red zone. They were good yesterday. But going into the game, they were 29 out of 32 in the red zone. I want to get your thoughts on that. Does it make a lot of sense to have Jimmy Graham on the roster this year and to be paying him when you hardly ever have him available to play when he's been a healthy scratch for several weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really surprise me because if he weren't with the Saints, I don't think he'd be playing in the NFL this year the way his career had developed. Yeah, but yet both of his catches have gone for touchdowns. That was his only, he's on his last legs here. And yeah, I mean, but you can make the case. He caught a touchdown pass there, and he caught the touchdown pass. That was when the Saints, of course, had been putrid in the red zone for weeks and weeks and weeks, and that kickstarted a little bit there. But I think we're past the point where Jimmy Graham can really play a big role for this team.
Well, no, but I'm saying just in the red zone. I'm not a situational guy. There's guys, around the league that do that.
It certainly worked there. Hey, he ran his route and finished his route and caught the ball. Those are three things that had not been happening very much in previous weeks in the red zone. So, you make a good point.
Yeah, I just don't – I mean, Rod said he didn't recall that question really be asked to Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen might say, well, we got to fit those – a certain number of guys in to be active in the games. But anyway, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense, which a lot of things don't this year. But my other thing is, and I said this, I went downstairs, was watching the end of the game, and I saw the second to last possession, I believe it was, where they did score a touch and where I thought they got a little bit lucky with Winston on the tip ball play.
Yeah.
And then I said to a bunch of guys down there, I was like, if they get the ball back, they've got to roll with Taysom Hill. I know he's not the best passer, but he gives you the option of running as well if nothing's open. And I think that's their best chance to score a touchdown and take the lead and maybe win this game. And they didn't do it, and they didn't use him that much, I thought, on that last possession. And Jameis Winston looked like he's looked the last two times when he's been in relief, when they've had a chance to win the football game, and you got the same result. I don't think Jameis Winston will be on the team next year. I think you probably agree with me that. I know he's a backup quarterback, but to me, Taysom Hill was the best opportunity to win the game.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that you can put Taysom Hill at quarterback and move down the length of the field in that situation. But to your point, we know what Jameis Winston can do in those situations, and Jameis Winston, as you aptly put it, he did what Jameis Winston does. He had two open receivers on his last two passes, and they weren't awful passes, but they were inaccurate passes that resulted in incompletions, and that's you can't have. I mean, you have to make those passes on target. That's why you're playing. that's why you're in the NFL. And he couldn't get it done. And now, look, Detroit has a great offense, but they do not have a very good defense. And that was absolutely a winnable game for the Saints once they got back in. And you're right, he got more than lucky on his previous possession. That was 100% going to be an interception before the Detroit player jumped up and tipped it away from the guy who was going to catch it over his head to the receiver on third down to give the Saints that up to set up that touchdown. So Jameis, that's three times Jameis has led. He's thrown two touchdown passes in his previous appearance, and that play that I thought more often than not would be interception. So yeah, and then to see what he did on the last drive, not much going there. I don't know. Once Derek Carr went out, I don't think there were too many good options there for the Saints. But
I'm saying is right. I'm just agreeing with what you were saying, is that we've seen this movie twice. Mm-hmm. I was in Minnesota watching the game, mm-hmm. and he got a little. I think we agree. He got a little bit lucky. Two very good catches on those touchdowns against Minnesota, and then he threw two terrible interceptions. Yep. He did not look good against Green Bay, and then he got lucky on that first drive yesterday. Yeah. I was like, I think I've seen enough. And if I have to run Taysom Hill, I'm taking my chances. So I disagree with the decision because I know we were not going to score a touchdown. It wasn't going to happen twice. Lightning was not going to strike twice there. So, but they did do better in the red zone, 4-for-4. They had more plays. They ran for over 100 yards. I mean, they did some things better. They won time of possession. So they did some good things in this game. But, again, another loss. Because, Gary, they always find a way to make a mistake at the wrong time.
Losing teams do losing things. And, I mean, I don't – it's not often in the NFL you see a pulling guard, tackle, whatever, just knock the ball right out of the quarterback's hands. But that's what you had happen, and that was to keep playing the game. Because the Saints had taken – they were only down 6. They were taking control of the game a little bit. Apparently, the best thing for Derek Carr to play well is to get booed mercilessly every time he gets in the game because he was having one of his best stretches after the beginning of the game there, 17 for 22 for 226 yards, and then that happens and that put him behind the eight ball, and then of course then he gets hurt and that's that.
It reminded me of the Jacksonville game. He got hot, and we've said that about Derek Carr. We've said about the things, the negatives, the cons about, you know, his record in the or his lack of ability in the red zone. But we've also said he has moments where he looks like a pretty good damn quarterback. And he was. I said to somebody I was sitting next to in the press box, I was like, the guy has his rhythm going. And then that play happens. And last week it was Taysom Hill fumbling. And, I mean, you could say just teams that just are not very good teams find ways to make mistakes like that. And I guess you could just say that, right?
Yeah, no, you can. It's a different mistake every week, a different type of mistake, but the consistency is a mistake, and the Saints keep losing. and that's why they're in the position they're in right now. And I go back to what I said last week about the Atlanta game. The tiebreakers were important and all of that, but the bile was going to get just so high if they lost that Atlanta game. And we thought yesterday that was sort of a home game for three quarters for Detroit, and then the fans really got into it when the thing started coming at the end. This team has absolutely turned on this team. There's no question about that.
And the problem with the rest is Atlanta was not a very good football team. Maybe they're okay, but their schedule is not difficult at all. I mean, really, you think about it. You know, they've got like Chicago, and they've got Carolina. They've got a big game next week against Tampa, which we love to see them win, because if Tampa beats Atlanta and we beat, or the Saints beat Carolina, the Saints are back. Tie is a three-way tie.
And the tiebreaker would no longer be a factor, because then the Saints would be back to pulling. Then it would come down to common games if they ended up tied, because that would put the Saints back online to tie Atlanta for the division. I mean, for division record, if the Saints beat it in the last week of the year. Yeah, the schedule is really easy for Atlanta, but just like the Saints, there's no such thing as an easy schedule for them. They, as we saw yesterday, they almost lost to the Jets, and a quarterback who will never be playing again in the NFL after this year, my prediction. And Desmond Ridder had an actively miserable game. So that they can lose to anybody, but the schedule's certainly favorable. But I mean, and anybody qualifies. The Tampa Bay's hardly won a game since their quick start this year. And you're right, the Bears aren't good, but it's still possible because Atlanta's just not a good team.
And Atlanta plays the Colts. I think that's their most difficult game, unless you want to argue the Saints. But as we've said, the Saints have to be tied with Atlanta, probably going into that last game, I would think, still. And so we'll see. I mean, but the Saints need to start winning football games. Forget about what Atlanta or Tampa Bay is going to do. Right? They need to win some games.
They struggled to beat Carolina the first time they played, and I doubt they're going to have Derek Carr this Sunday, so that's going to be a struggle. There's no, I mean, Carolina is a terrible football team, but that's no lock by any means. And if Derek Carr doesn't play, I'd almost rate that as a toss-up.
Yeah. That could be the bottom falling out if that happens, if they lose. Yep. But anyway, hey, Gary, thanks for joining me.
If the Saints lose Sunday, the bags will return.
Could be. Hey. But hey, have a great week. Thanks for joining me, as always. And hopefully we'll talk to you the Friday or next week then.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. That was Gary Smith. We're going to finish with Charles Henry. Hopefully on a positive note about the Heisman Trophy and Jane Daniels, which is Saturday. The vote's on Saturday, December 9th. But the Saints did well statistically overall. They were 50% third down. They were 4-for-4 in the red zone. They won the time possession. They just had two turnovers. Wrong time both times pretty much, especially the second turnover. Olave had over 119 yards. Kamara broke the record for most touchdowns by a running back for the Saints. That's good stuff as well. Anyway, we're going to be back, take our final break. We'll be back live here in the red zone at Premier Nissan right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA, pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Osteen, Jeff
Osteen. He's a man of integrity.
Jeff Osteen, Jeff Osteen.
I want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip
Forstall. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax.
Hey, it's Christian. DTS Appliance Direct is moving to City Park. Go now to their current location, 3240 Parish Road in Chalmette, right next to Winn-Dixie. DTS Appliance Direct is liquidating their current inventory up to 25% off on appliances, high-end appliances, Z-Line, Blaze Grills, Monogram, Cafe, Hire, and many more. Call DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. Take advantage of this massive, massive deal. Call DTS Appliance Direct 504-766-0738.
All right, we're back for the final segment of the show here. And we'll be back on Friday to preview the Saints and the Carolina Panthers. The spread's already out. Saints are 5.5-point favorite. Panthers are 1-11. That would not be good if they don't win that football game. Well, we'll talk more about that on Friday here live at Premier Nissan, but we're going to try to end the show on a positive note here. And with Charles Hanegriff, has always been very gracious to be on the show with me multiple times with ESPN Baton Rouge. So, Charles, thanks for joining me this evening.
Good to be with you, Mitch.
Hey, so let's start with Saturday, December 9th, Heisman Trophy awarded. Things seem to work out, you know, over the weekend with Oregon losing on Friday to Washington. So first of all, tell me, who do you expect to be? Because I didn't see that the list they had listed the finalists yet for the Heisman. So who are those players going to be? And do you expect that Jane Daniels will win the Heisman on Saturday?
Yeah, I do think it'll be Daniels. I think Bo Nix and Michael Penix, the two quarterbacks, they're in a championship game on Friday night. We'll both be there. And You know, for the fourth, I'll tell you what I'd like to see them do, just because it'd be at least some kind of a dish. I'd like to see them invite Jordan Travis, but the plain thinking was that it would be Marvin Harrison, the receiver from Ohio State, as the fourth.
Yeah, and Marvin Harrison was one of the guys they thought had a pretty good chance to, to win the Heisman, and you know he didn't have a year as good as those other guys. But what was amazing to me that Jaden Daniels was 100-1, I believe, at the beginning of the season to win the Heisman. Somebody was talking to me about the Saints game yesterday about that, which I'm very surprised about. I don't care what you thought about Caleb Williams. I mean, to me, Caleb Williams winning last year was going against him this year because it's very rare. I mean, you think about Archie Griffin, but it's very unusual to win the Heisman 2 years in a row. So are you surprised that his odds were so big even preseason, because he was selected as the best quarterback in the SEC during media days?
No, I never saw 100-1. Actually, he was the second betting choice. He was a co-second betting choice behind Caleb Williams at the beginning of the season. So his odds, I'm trying to remember exactly what they were, but they were nowhere close to 100-1. It was something probably closer to 12-1 or something along those lines. So he was very highly thought of coming in. The end of last season, he started to come on. The numbers started to go up a little bit. He's LSU's first preseason all-conference quarterback since Tommy Hodson. So you're going back to the 80s. So there was some thought that he would have a big year, but the idea that he would be able to win it on a three-loss team, that required a little bit of help from the outside, because if Oregon had come from behind and won that game, I think Bo Nix would have won the Heisman.
I agree with you completely on that. I said that too. I said if they get the ball back, if they could have gotten a stop at the end of the game and Oregon has a chance and they score a touch and win the game, Nix gets it. Do you consider this a disappointing season for LSU? I mean, you know, it's great that Jay Nails probably wins the Heisman, but three losses, not in the SEC championship game, going to, you know, the ReliaQuest Bowl. I've been to that bowl a couple of times at the Outback Bowl. Love Tampa. It's a great town. But what are your thoughts on that, going to a bowl like that? Is that considered a disappointing season, or is it considered maybe a sophomore jinx? What are your thoughts on that?
By definition, it's a disappointing year because they expected to be in contention for the playoffs. They expected to be in contention for the SEC championship, and those things didn't happen. Now, was it a disaster of a season? No. You can get 10 wins. There were a couple of really nice wins in there. The Missouri win ended up being a lot better than, you know, maybe what we would have thought in preseason. That was their best statistical win. I think you built the momentum with the Heisman Trophy. If you get the Heisman Trophy, it certainly should build some momentum for your program. But, it wasn't it wasn't what they wanted. But it wasn't a disaster either. Once you get past the playoff and maybe the New Year's Six Bowl, I'm not sure there's 6 inches of difference between going to a bowl in Tampa or a bowl in Jacksonville. It's, you know, it is what it is. I don't know that I don't know what kind of participation you're going to have. I know Wisconsin's already had, I think, a half a dozen kids in the transfer portal. There'll be more. LSU's had some already. There'll be more. So the bowl season is not what it used to be.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And I guess the question is Jaden Daniels, and assuming he wins the Heisman on Saturday, Malik Nabers, I think, probably is not going to play, I'm hearing, in the bowl game. What is the status, you think, of Jaden Daniels playing in the ReliaQuest Bowl?
Actually, I think Nabers has said that, or has indicated that he is going to play. There's a career receiving record at LSU that he's openly talked about wanting to get, and he needs to play in this game to get that. Daniels, I don't know. I can make a case either way. Selfishly, I'd like to see him play. I think he is rising up draft boards right now. I think that he will continue to do that when we get into draft season and, you know, combine and pro day and all that stuff. I think he'll do well. But he's got another chance here to put out another big game. And that would help him. Is it necessary? I don't know. You'd have to talk to every individual scout. And of course, if you don't play, you want to avoid having any kind of injury. So I can see both ways for Daniel. Like I said, selfishly, I hope he plays.
My position would be more like, you know, he's done a wonderful job for LSU. He's hit the highest point. I'd like to see, you know, somebody else, because there's going to be a new quarterback next year, and I think they should play, you know, the backup quarterback, because I wanted to see what they got, and I think Brian Kelly wants to know if he's going to really have to hit the transfer portal hard, or he's got the right guy to be the quarterback next year. You think at least he should get play him at some point? What are your thoughts on that?
I think this is really more Jaden Daniels' decision than Brian Kelly, as strange as that may seem. If Daniels wants to play, he's earned the right to play, and he's earned the right to play the whole game and have LSU win it, and help LSU win it. If he doesn't want to play, you respect the decision. He's got a lot of money on the line. He's got his whole career in this game. It's not the most important thing in the world. I think that LSU wants to win. 10 wins sounds real nice, and it's a nice round number. But if I'm Brian Kelly, I can't tell Jaden Daniels, hey, listen, I got to start looking at what I got for next year if Daniels wants to play. I don't agree that he should do that. As far as the transfer portal, I think they need to go get a transfer portal quarterback, whether or not Nussmeier plays in this game, plays well, plays poorly, whatever, because all they have behind Nussmeier is you'll have one true freshman, one redshirt freshman. That's a dangerous way to go into the season, especially with all of the quarterbacks that are in the transfer portal that could come in that have starting experience. So I think regardless of what happens here, they should be in the portal for a quarterback.
Yeah, I think they should too, because I'm not sold on Nussmeier either, but I just think it would be a chance for him against a quality. And Wisconsin, they're always a very solid team. Not the fastest team, but solid. So it would be interesting to see how he does in a situation like that. But, hey, we got to roll. Charles, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me this evening. And have a great week. And hopefully we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Mitch. You guys have a great day, too.
Okay, thanks. That was Charles Handegriff. I want to thank all our great guests. Of course, in person with the Home Builders Association, Dan Mills, talking about the Toys for Tots event on December 13th, so you can go to the HBA website to get all that information on December 13th, the morning, get a breakfast, $10 donation. Rod Walker with the Advocate, Gary Smith also with the Advocate, and we rounded it off with Charles Handegriff with ESPN Baton Rouge. I want to thank, of course, Craig Collins, Don, and all the great people here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, right after the I-20 exit, right after, they'll be there open 9 to 9 every day except for Sunday. We'll be back on Friday, same spot here, Premier Nissan, to preview the Saints versus Carolina. And so we'll be back on Friday. Everybody have a great week. And again, we want to thank all the great people, of course, Josh as well at the studio. Everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you this Friday from Premier Nissan, Saints and Panthers.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans Metro Area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.